had a friend who was in the Adelphia Yeshiva. This friend was a little bit of a wild guy, you know, not the easiest kid. And he, one weekend, wanted to go away on a certain Shabbaton. And that Shabbaton didn't really fit with the yeshiva's guidelines about what one of the bachurim's allowed to do, and especially on an in Shabbos. So it's a double breakage of the rules. One, it didn't fit with the yeshiva's guidelines. It wasn't their hashkafa. And in addition to that, it was on in Shabbos anyway, so for sure he couldn't go. But he had paid for the Shabbaton, and therefore he said, okay, I'm going. Even though the yeshiva's not going to let, I'm going to sneak out Thursday night. No one's going to know. Be away for Shabbos. They'll have no idea. And I'm going to have a good time. I'll come back Sunday morning. What happened was he went on the Shabbaton. And on the Shabbaton, he got sick. And he went to the hospital. In the Adelphia Yeshiva, the main Rebbe Mashkiach there was Rabbi Trank. Zatzal. And Rabbi Trank heard about what happened to him. He heard that he was sick. So Sunday, even though this boy had left the yeshiva, missed the Shabbos, was not in yeshiva currently, Sunday, Rabbi Trank went with a group of boys to visit this bachur. Now, there were two amazing things about this story. When Rav Trank came in with all the bachurim, this bachur who was ill was taking off his tefillin, and he was just finishing up davening, and he had the TV on from before. He was watching something because they have a TV in the hospital. He said when Rav Trank came in, he was on the bed over there. TV was over here. Rav Trank walked in and turned his back to the TV the entire time, showing the boy that he's not looking about what he's doing. He didn't turn around for 1 second, make comment, didn't look what was on there. Talmud in yeshiva, who was not supposed to be watching TV, who was not supposed to be doing these things, was. Rav Trank was right there in front of him, didn't say a word. So Rav Trank said hi, wish him refuah shleima, brought the boys, and then Rav Trank left the room. The boys are with him. The boy said, by the way, you don't know what happened when you were gone. He said, what? He said, Rav Trank came in the Beis Medrash on Friday morning, went over and put his head down. And he just slept and slept and slept and slept. When he woke up, the boys asked him, why were you so tired? Rav Trank explained that when this boy, let's call him Yosef, had left that Thursday night, Rav Trank realized he was missing. So Rav Trank went around to all the spots around the yeshiva the entire night. Every movie theater, every pizza hangout, every chulent place, searching for this boy to make sure he was okay. And after searching for the entire night and not finding him, only then did he come to his medrash for the morning seder on Friday and pass out. When this boy heard this, he broke down in tears. He said, not only did I leave the yeshiva when I wasn't allowed, not only did I go to somewhere where he didn't let, but I broke his trust for someone who cares about me so much. He realized at that moment that there was someone in the world who cared about him more than anyone else, and not because of his actions, not because of how good he was in what he was doing, but because of who he was. He's a Jew, he's a Talmud, and he is someone that has to be cared about. And therefore, the Rebbe, his Rebbe, Rabbi Trank, went searching around for him the entire night, searching to bring him back, searching to pick him up, searching to give him a hug and show him he's important.